Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Bands on the Blackwater last Friday. Well, Bands on the Blackwater is happening. I really want to get to a Bands on the Blackwater, but unfortunately, your preliminary design report for Sprayfield 4 came out or was submitted to the Department of Environmental Protection. So my Friday night was spent starting to plow into 300 pages of PDR for the Sprayfield. Save Blackwater River, we have some concerns with it.
Oh, no. We have some concerns. I always feel like when I tell Milton stories, I have to tell the whole novel. You know, so Dave Samples, this is who's speaking at the Milton City Council meeting, says that the new spray field, that's not the old site where Save Blackwater River won the political battle to kill that project, lose a bunch of money, move it to another place. It's not really that far away, but it's supposed to be better. Regain money, and now we're back on track several years later for building a wastewater treatment plant. This has been the Russian novel of Milton politics for the last several years. And, you know, now we're back on track. Except now there are questions. Save Blackwater River and Dave Samples have some concerns. Let's just say concerns about the spray field plan and the kind of terrain that are being proposed to use for it.
Now, one thing I'll say is we applaud your efforts. And I think at this point, we're to a point where this whole thing is it's very feasible. Everything is feasible. So at this point, our concern is get to a point where our basic tenet from, say, Blackwater River was always make sure we're protecting the outstanding Florida waterway. And what we observe with the Sprayfield 4 design is it maybe doesn't do that quite as well as it could.
Oh, no. So the Save Blackwater River people are raising an objection. Save Blackwater River is not the exact same thing as the Pitchfork Posse, but they work together an awful lot, and there's a lot of overlap there. I wouldn't consider Dave Samples as a Pitchfork Posse member. But in any case, talking about how the land just ain't right or might not just be right for the spray field and the sod farm and the stuff that they're trying to do. If you're new to this conversation, once you processed sewage, wastewater, then you turn it into solids and also, you know, effluent, which is treated, which is basically drinkable, though it's not technically potable water. And then that, what you do with that is you spray it in places and you let percolate into the ground and eventually wind up going through all that ground filtering and turning it into the aquifer, but you got to spray it somewhere. So we have to have a land to spray it on is one way to handle that effluent, that treated effluent, and that's what we're talking about now.
Problem is, you got to look underneath there. You're not building up, doing spray fields for a sod farm that's on a nice level piece of terrain. You have to take into consideration that property underneath it. And the property underneath it, okay, if you overlay this spreadsheet or your spray fields on top of that, what we believe is on the eastern side, you've got some real serious issues with trying to do a spray field design over there, which is basically supporting a sod farm.
So now they're raising an objection or a concern, I wouldn't necessarily call it an objection just yet, about the location of the proposed spray field. So Heather Lindsay, mayor, running the meeting.
Sir, I'm sorry, but the time is up.
Okay.
Could we talk more about this after the meeting so that I could better understand your
concerns?
Sure,
we could. In fact, you know, I just wanted to tee it up today to just say, hey, we have concerns, but we're in this together and we're trying to help come to a good solution to where everything's taken care of. So more than happy to do that. Yes.
Given all the drama, this is a very gentle way of raising an objection. But wait, there's drama. Howard Steele, who has been one of the sort of other side on a lot of issues, he says,
if there's any meeting with this political action committee, Save the Santa Rosa, Save the Blackwater, whatever they're called, I would appreciate it being made public so that, you know, members of the public can listen to what this political action committee has against with the latest spray field is. I mean, I hope we're not going to have another delay brought to us by another political group.
Because they largely were responsible for killing the first project, causing delay, sacrificing all kinds of funding, and now having to transition to the new project, which we thought was on track, but now, you know, is it? Isn't it? And what Howard's like is like, if they're influencing policy, then I think we ought to be a part of that conversation. Now, I will say this. Howard, though I sympathize with him and generally agree with him, he's wrong about this because all kinds of people can talk to your elected officials or the mayor or anybody else without it being out in the public. And there is no obligation for anything other than that, except that their public records would, you know, if there is a record, a text or a metadata on a phone call or an email, then that is something that the public is privy to. But they can meet with all the members of city council independently, and there is no obligation to put that in the public view unless they meet with them as a group. That's the only time that it would matter. I agree with him philosophically, but, you know, legally, there's no obligation.
Well, I think if they're going to come and try to delay this project again, I think the citizens who actually are paying for this, that actually vote for this council, I think we are entitled to know what additional interference is going to be brought that we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, and I agree with him philosophically about that for sure. But what's the worry? I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy? No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 westbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. You're going to see some delays there through that construction zone. And also 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze. About a 5-minute delay. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I know this one doesn't seem like the big yelling, you're fat, I'm stupid match that you've come to expect from some Milton City Council meetings, at least in the past. This is one where you have to know the background a little bit. And the background is this. The theory about the Pitchfork Posse and the theory about the Save Our Blackwater group is that, at least for some of them, perhaps not all of them, and again, this is the theory. I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying this is the theory, is that it wasn't ever about the wastewater treatment plant location. It was about thwarting the ability to provide wastewater treatment. You say, why would anybody want that? Because if you can treat more wastewater, then you can sell more homes and open up new business development. And if you're wanting to thwart development, you can thwart it any way you like. You can thwart that by putting in difficult to live up to building codes in your land development code. You can thwart it by impeding the four-laning of Highway 90, which will facilitate traffic, which will facilitate expansion of everything. Or you can, you know, thwart it by opposing the wastewater treatment plant, which will make it possible to have sewage, which will make it possible to have business growth, residential development, and so forth. Because, you know, if you don't have to make room for a septic or a field, then you can have more homes in your subdivision. And just, there's a theory that the opposition to the wastewater treatment plant is part of a larger agenda of stopping or slowing the growth and development of the area. I'm not saying that is the case. I'm saying when Howard Steele raises this, he's saying, y'all pretended like you're happy for a while, and now all of a sudden you're not happy. Let's find out why. Let's know more. It's not as interesting a drama as Councilman Mike Cusack spending 10 minutes torching Penn Air for allegations that they're covering things up and had a data breach and that they're, I mean, ridiculous things that he said in this meeting. I talked about that at the 620 or 610, if you want to go back and listen to the podcast. And then we talked about it again at 710 with Penn Air actually answering some of that stuff. And it's not quite as entertaining as all that, but it is worth knowing that there might be a move afoot in Milton to thwart at least an aspect of, hopefully not the whole project, of the new wastewater treatment plant. So stay tuned. We'll see. When it's Milton, you never really know for sure when the drama is over or when it's just getting ready to go again. It's 819 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you have a company and you have employees and you have to deal with benefits or you have to deal with, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource, payroll, all of that kind of stuff, Torgerson Consulting. They've been doing this for more than 2 decades here locally. They're fantastic. We use them here at Cat Country and News Radio and Sports Radio. We use them for the last 5 years, and they gave us plan options we didn't have before. They gave us plans we did not have before. They went out and scoured the marketplace, and, you know, they're not miracle workers. The marketplace is what it is, but they found the best, and I know that. And also, they're great at customer service when we have questions and details. And my wife is an engineer by training, so she asks a lot of detail-oriented questions. And, you know, if you can please her with good answers. That is a high bar to satisfy, and she gives them a big thumbs up. She likes them a lot. Torgerson Consulting, more than 20 years helping you run your business better. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Join Katie Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue and Hot Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at Career Source Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Are we connecting, Mr. Kersey?
Industry, we call that strategic breathing. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I made you snort, John. I love it.
Just you were trying to throw that in there as strategic breathing.
I like to listen to music radio a lot, mostly because a lot of times, like, news and talk radio just disappoints me, frankly.
Unless I'm on there.
That's right. Yeah. No. So, but I'll tell you, a lot of these DJs, they throw in these things and, you know, it's, I don't know, it just makes me laugh. The way it's delivered, like they're telling you the most important secret of the universe. Did you hear the story about the Twinkie? You know, like, just be a person, man. Just be a person.
Twinkies are good.
Yeah, I know they are. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
The Supreme Court will hear a case tomorrow about how immigrants are admitted to the United States. The case focuses on Mook Choi Lau, a Chinese man who became a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. in 2007, left the country in 2012 while awaiting a trial on counterfeiting charges. And when he returned before his court date, immigration officers admitted him back under parole, a designation that allowed him in the country, but not permanently.
So the counterfeiting was of money as opposed to citizenship?
I believe so.
Because here's a guy pretending to be here legally and also pretending to make it. I mean, he seems like a pretender a lot, so I feel like there's a better joke in there somewhere, and I didn't nail it. Go on.
One person has died. Several others are injured after a shooting at the Teotihuacan Pyramids in Mexico. The archaeological site is popular among tourists. There were dozens of tourists there. They were standing atop the Pyramid of the Moon when the shooting happened yesterday. A Canadian woman died. Several others were wounded. And sad news, Alan Osmond has died. He was 76, but he passed away surrounded by his wife and their 8 sons last night. He'd been battling multiple sclerosis for about 40 years.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Sad news. John Pickens has traffic on the 5s.
Yes, I do. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. Let's see here. I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and Nine Mile Road. Seeing just a minor delay through that construction zone. And also 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze. Just a few minutes delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. And traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway.
That's it?
Yes.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I thought there'd be another bit after the dramatic pause again. No, good? Okay.
No, I like that.
So I mentioned this earlier. We were talking in the context of SNAP benefits changing and how the notion that somehow every child ought to be entitled to the same kind of extra fun food that every other child has access to. And I was telling you that I had a topic I could address that was related to that, but I couldn't have time. So this is the hour and a half later payoff. You ready? See, that I didn't tell you at 6:50 that we'd have a thing at 8:20 because that's nobody lives that way. But this is Sevi how do you say his name? St. Hilaire, talking at the Pensacola City Council meeting. And this is a couple weeks ago, but I'm finally getting around to have a chance to talk about it. He's a smart guy. I like this guy. I don't agree with him a lot, but I like him. He's interesting. He's a member of the public, okay? And he's talking about, well, stuff here.
So recently I conducted a public survey on social media asking local residents, what are issues in Pensacola that need to be resolved?
Okay, fair enough. Good.
Now, there were about two that pretty much stood out to me. One resident shared that growing up, she loved skateboarding. But in her area, the roads were so poorly maintained that she couldn't safely do it. Meanwhile, in areas that get more attention with road work, the streets were rather smooth and well-kept. So this raises one simple question. Why should a child's ability to enjoy something as basic as playing outside depend on their zip code?
That's a very interesting question. Why should a child's ability to enjoy roads, which you would think we're all equally entitled to have good quality roads or sidewalks, why should that depend on her zip code? Second one, I'll answer in a second, but I'll get you the setup.
The second issue is food access. Many residents feel that Pensacola lacks sufficient healthy food options, but at the same time, we are wasting food while people in our own community are still hungry.
So some people are hungry and some people are well-fed and some kids have access to better food and some kids do not.
I'm really here today just to highlight these concerns, but to also encourage elected officials to look at how we can close these gaps so that opportunity, safety, and access are not determined by where somebody lives.
I love this presentation because it makes socialism sound so sweet. It does. It makes redistribution of wealth sound so delightful. And I love that it plays on the idea that, well, a kid, you know, a child shouldn't have to suffer poor roads because of the zip code that their parents happen to live in. Or with the argument over the SNAP benefits, well, why should one child of a wealthy family be able to eat cake and Pringles and drink soda? And why should another child whose parents don't have very much money and they have to depend on SNAP benefits that their parents cannot buy them, you know, cake and soda and energy drinks or whatever for them? Well, the answer is because capitalism. And under capitalism, there are some neighborhoods that are better maintained, and there are some neighborhoods that are worse maintained. And there are some houses that are bigger, and there are some houses that are smaller. And there are some clothes that are nicer, and there's some clothes that are not so nice. And there are some cars that are nicer, and some cars that are not so nice. And there's food that's nicer, and there's food that's not as nice. And that's a part of the system that rewards people who are productive. And when you reward people, even children, for not being productive, it teaches a lesson that productivity doesn't really matter. One of the byproducts of having freedom and a free enterprise system is that somebody can go out and earn a bunch of money by doing good things for other people. That's what money means. You did a bunch of favors for people that they liked and they paid you. And then you can use that money, for example, to give your kids the things that they want, which could include better neighborhoods, better housing, better clothes, a nicer ride to school, all the things, including better food. And if you do not... If you are not productive or do not make as much, you might wind up dependent on government assistance or charity or both. And as a result of that charity from other people's surplus productivity, through taxation or contributions, you may not have access to as nice a house, as nice a car, as nice a food. And that's okay, because we want incentives there for people with children to want to be productive. It's important for me as a person who might not want to make a lot of money, but who wants to provide for my kids, to work in a system where I can provide for my kids better if I work harder and do more productive things and get paid more. That's part of the system. And when you invert that and reward people for being less productive, you destroy the motivation for people to be more productive.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Pakistan peace talks still in suspense over the arrival of Vice President J.D. Vance and Iran's negotiators. With a deadline tomorrow for Iran to make a deal or the U.S. resumes bombing bridges and power plants.
The United States seems to be all systems go, but state media associated with the Iranian regime has been reporting that Iran has not confirmed that it's sending a delegation here to Islamabad. Now, Iran's reluctance to publicly confirm the second round of peace talks may be Iran posturing or doing PR.
Fox's Matt Finn. The War Department posting U.S. forces boarded another stateless sanctioned ship to disrupt material support to Iran. AAA says the price of gas down another 2 cents today. And President Trump posting Virginia vote no to save your country as voters get to decide whether to remap to favor Democrats in the midterms. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got 60 degrees with sunshine. We'll get to a full forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, a cantonment man will spend 15 years in prison for the accidental shooting death of a 16-year-old at a house party on Wishbone Road back in 2024. A judge sentenced 21-year-old Ethan O'Brien last week. He was convicted of manslaughter with a firearm back in February. O'Brien was 19 when he pulled out an AR-style rifle at a party and accidentally fired it, striking Bryson Allen in the chest. O'Brien fled the scene. He'll serve 15 years probation after he's released and receive credit for 2 years already served. The Pensacola City Council moving to join a settlement with six remaining opioid litigation defendants, but with the Flock camera controversy fresh in mind, some council members want to make sure the money can't be spent without City Council approval. Council Vice President Jen Breyer asking for clarity on that at last night's agenda conference.
None of these funds can be spent unless you appropriate them by supplemental budget resolution.
That's City Finance Director Amy Lavoie giving some clarity on that point. The settlement deadline is May 4th. The city's share is estimated at around $25,000, depending on how many municipalities ultimately join. The actual appropriation would come before the full council separately. Two masked suspects forced their way into a home in Fort Walton Beach on Sunday night, demanded property, and fled before deputies arrived. The Okaloosa Sheriff's Office says they are investigating that and working to identify the suspects. The woman that was shot and killed Sunday by a Pensacola man has been identified as 39-year-old Alonda Cuffey, and deputies say the dispute that led to that shooting was over whether 64-year-old James Pelzer said, "Excuse me," while passing through the kitchen. Pelzer allegedly grabbed a revolver from his room and then fired 4 to 5 shots at Cuffey, who died at the scene. Pelzer's wife witnessed the shooting and told deputies her husband had a history of threatening to use his firearm. Pensacola's American Magic Services has been tapped to build wings for unmanned naval warships. The American Magic will be building the wings in their new facility at the Port of Pensacola. COO Tyson Lamont tells us that their roots here are what make that contract possible. He said the city has earned the investment that's coming its way.
One of the best decisions we have ever made with this organization was to set up here in Pensacola, Florida. And this community is so supportive, but at the same time, we have to reinvest back in that.
And Lamont says the company is also actively partnering with UWF and Pensacola State College to build a pipeline of future employees. American Magic Services will manufacture the composite wings for Saildrone Spectre platform, a 170-foot unmanned warship being developed for the Navy for anti-submarine warfare and strike operations. Well, Sheila Sheriffless McCormick's days in Congress could be numbered. The House Ethics Committee voting today on whether to sanction the South Florida Democrat. The 20th District Representative is accused of stealing $5 million in COVID relief funds for personal expenses. She's facing criminal charges and over two dozen House ethics violations. But she denies wrongdoing. If the Ethics Committee votes to sanction her, the full House would vote on whether to expel her from Congress. That would require a two-thirds vote. It's 8:35, and let's check in with John Pickens. He's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. Let's see here. I-10 westbound as you approach the 9 Mile exit scene. Just a minor delay there. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will be looking at a beautiful day today. Temperatures warming up near 79 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a small chance of a stray sprinkle in the afternoon. 10% chance of rain, high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 79 degrees and a 10% chance of rain. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 66 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now. We've got markets showing a few gains this morning. The Dow is up just under 0.5%, 49,666 and three quarters. S&P is down slightly at 71.1554. NASDAQ down about a tenth of, up about a tenth of a percent at 24.43091. And looking at that 10-year bond rate, we are up slightly, 4.28% today. Gold price is down 39.10, 47.89.70. Silver is down 166 at 78.38. Looking at those oil prices this morning, we're down just under 0.5%. Brent crude at 95.06. And Bitcoin is down about 0.5%, 75.947 even right now. Retail sales jumped by 1.7% for March, the biggest growth since January of 2023. The numbers out today from the Census Bureau show the growth was driven by a 15.5% increase in gas spending, brought on, of course, by the war with Iran. Analysts were expecting growth of 1.4%. Tim Cook is stepping down as Apple's CEO later this year. The company said Cook will transition to the role of executive chairman September 1st. John Ternus will be Apple's new CEO. The 50-year-old was previously the chief of hardware at Apple. Cook has been the head of Apple since 2011 when he took over for Steve Jobs. Satire site The Onion is taking over InfoWars. CEO Ben Collins confirming that news to Variety this week. The company plans to take control of the Alex Jones ran site under a deal with Gregory Milligan, who was appointed by a bankruptcy court to manage the platform in 2024. The Onion says pending court approval, the new digital platform will be launched to create a home for emerging and established comedic voices while expanding The Onion's home as a modern satire institution. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, if you've got a home improvement project of any kind you're working on, whether it's a repair or an upgrade or an addition, or maybe, you know, you're at the other end of the spectrum and you build things for a living, like every day you go to work and you make the houses and the buildings that other people live in, Pensacola Hardware. They are a great place to get your stuff, to get your advice. You know, they can save you money. If you're a builder, they can work with you and put you on a, you know, a monthly bill instead of having to go in and send, you know, Jim down with the credit card whenever he needs it to get, you know, take care of that. They can ship it to your job site. That saves you time, right? Because every time a guy's got to leave the job site to go get something, that's lost productivity. Or if, you know, and if you run into a problem, they know it. They're not just the people selling the stuff. They're the people who have been selling the stuff for 175 years. So they know the trade. They know the industry. They know commercial construction and supply, and they can solve you problems. They know the building codes, and they probably know the inspectors, and they can really help you figure it out. And if you need like a special order because the architect or the engineer has a specified product, they take care of that stuff all the time for folks. Or if you're just a little old doing a honey-do list like me, they can help you with that too. Pensacola Hardware since 1851, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
Thing too that I love about where we live and our beaches is that they're family beaches.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Megan mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, you do it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's our frivolous topic. It's a time when we talk about things that we know don't matter, and that's what makes it super fun to do. What button do you use or what mechanism do you use to take photos on your phone? 437-1620, 437-1620. I was watching someone take a photo the other day with their phone, and I thought, well, that's not how I do it. And I am always fascinated by the small but significant ways that people differ in their use of technology. John, you know this is true for me, right?
Right.
I'm fascinated by, I mean, all kinds of things fascinating. I'm fascinated by the different ways that people draw a four.
What? A four?
Yeah. People draw fours differently. There's like eight different ways you can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'll do that a different day. It's a hard one to do on the radio.
Or eights,
it's
yeah.
It's a hard one to do. But, you know, same thing for nines and sevens and Zs. And people draw their letters and numbers all kinds of weird ways. I find that fascinating. You ever, I mean, seriously, if you ever want to watch somebody and just get entertained, just watch how they write, if they're writing something, and then see, and, oh, you do it like that. And you might find out your spouse.
Or they'll be like, what are you looking at?
That's right. No, I'm just, it's a fun thing to do. I almost feel like we should switch topics now. I set that one up pretty good, but I'm not going to. We're going to go with the one I was going to already introduce, which is I watched somebody using their phone to take a photo, and I thought, well, that is not ever how I would have done it. So, John, okay, you get out your camera, turn on the camera.
Right.
What happens, like, how do you get a picture taken? What do you physically do?
I press the little button on the screen.
Okay, the circle on the screen,
yes.
The take photo circle.
Correct.
Okay. Did you know there's another way to take a photo?
I do.
Which is?
My little side action button.
The side action button, which I had never in my life seen anybody use until the other day.
Really?
I've just, why would you ever?
Because you can set that up for flashlight or whatever you wanted to do.
Right. You can, you can customize what the button does. Okay. So this is why I thought it was interesting, because I've never, ever, that I can recall, ever seen somebody take a photo on their phone by pressing the side button. And I saw it the other day in the wild. you know, like in native environment. I saw it happen and I thought, well, that's super weird because I've only ever seen people press the screen. And so I was curious. 437-1620.
Were they iPhones? They had to be.
I don't know. I can't tell at a distance whether somebody's disabled or not. I mean, I don't.
Excuse me?
Whether they're special or not.
Okay, special. I like better. Thank you. Makes me feel special.
And, like, I know, I think on my phone, if you can actually drag the button to other parts of the screen, which I've never figured out why that would be useful, but I believe that to be true. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm just a screen. It's the screen circle. The circle that's on the screen. That's it. It's simple. I don't know why you'd ever press. Why the side button even exists. There must be a reason. This is what I'm looking for, an explanation from people.
It's called an action button.
But why would you need a set? Why do you need two buttons to do one thing?
Wait a second. Look, you press that. What comes up?
The take. Why would that be set up that way? Now we have a whole other question. I open my camera by swiping the icon on the screen.
Well, not with the iPhone. You can either press that little
right
or the side action button.
Yeah, but why would you do the side button? The button is just annoying. Because we discovered a whole range of opportunities here.
It's there. It's saying, touch me. Press me.
John, your phone time might need to might need to talk about some habits, okay?
Yeah.
437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the touch me phones.
Rare.
Traffic on the fives.
All right. So no accidents to report to you. And I'm seeing some delays on 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze. That looks like about a 9 to 10 minute delay. But other than that, don't touch your phones while you're driving. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
What was I listening to the other day? And it might have even been, I don't know, it was on Pep Talk or something. It was something on our station, and they were talking about telling people to do something with their phone. And the other person's like, yeah, teach them to text more while they're driving. Oops. Oh, well. You know, sometimes things happen. Spillover effects. Hey, if you are not getting a good night's rest, there are all kinds of reasons, okay? One reason could be that you don't have a good enough mattress. Oh, and it could even be like a good mattress sort of objectively, but it's not the right mattress for you and your body and your preferences. And that's why you want to go to the sleep center. You want to go to a place where they really understand, where they can really walk you through thinking about the differences. And some things cost more and some things cost less, but a good mattress will not be cheap. You know, what you get with a cheap mattress is a cheap mattress, okay? So go to the sleep center. They can explain all that to you. Or if you don't want to talk to them, they'll leave you alone. You know, they don't work on commission, so that's no big deal. They've been there for 30 years. Well, they've been in that location for actually 15 years. They were in Eastgate Shopping Center before. But 30 years in business, you know, often imitated. People often try to pretend that they're them with their style of their store or the style of the advertising and that kind of stuff. Never imitated often, never duplicated often imitated. But, you know, just go and talk to them. And find out that it can be different. You know, Thane or anybody else can walk you through it. They do their deliveries in-house, and their salespeople actually start off in delivery so they understand how customers use their beds before they sell them to them, you know, that kind of thing. But I know you don't want to go to the mattress store because it's going to be expensive. I mean, it is. It's not cheap to buy a good mattress. And because you're going to be pestered by the people. Well, avoid both of those problems. Get the best selection, the best service, the best price at the Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis Highway. All right, back to the phones now, or back to the texts. Don't text me while you're driving. 437-1620. How do you take a picture on your phone? Again, it seems like I'm sure there's other options, and that's why you text me, but the main two are the action button. Does that make you feel happy, John, that I say it that way, the action button?
Yes, I'm so proud of you. Our boys growing up.
And then the white dot circle on your phone, which is the typical way it presents in the app, whatever your camera app is. I am an on-screen. John, you're an on-screen, except you're just showing me how proud you are of the ability to do it a different way. But also, right. How do you even open the camera app? John likes to press the side of the whatever the button, I just swipe the icon. That's why the icon
or
is
you
there.
Just
you can swipe it. Yeah,
press the little
that's what I'm saying. That's what you do. That's the normal way to do it. Yeah. 437-1620 to the texts. Somebody says, judging by my pictures, I use the going to make this incredibly blurry button.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. How many times?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. This is a side note, but I'm going to forget to say it if I don't say it right now. I cannot tell you how many times, maybe this is an old person problem, I cannot tell you how many times my phone has inadvertently sent me to the multi-photo or the moving video photo or just some setting that I never need in my entire life, and it interprets my fat finger pushes as something other than they are. I'm just telling you, it's very frustrating. So tell me I'm the only one. John, you're looking at me.
You are the only one.
I guarantee you I'm not the only one. All right, so
at
somebody says,
in this room.
I press the button on the screen. You want to ever be fat again?
Yeah, I know, right?
Somebody says the button could be for one-hand picture taking. Well, you can do that with the on-screen. You hold it with like three fingers and you press with your thumb or four fingers. I mean, it's not that hard. You do the claw hand, right? Somebody says, I take photos with my iWatch. Oh,
yes.
Fancy.
I can do that too.
Okay. So you can pop up your phone and stand back or prop it up and stand back. Then look at the photo on your watch to see if everyone is lined up. Then take the photo from there. That's delightful at parties. It's like dad in the old days. You know, all right, everybody wait. And then he runs into the picture,
right,
you know,
exactly.
On the time delay. Andrew, you're an Android guy. I like you even more. Yes, I am. Lifelong committed, even now that Tim Cook is leaving. I'll never go to Apple products. Somebody says, you use the side action button for selfies. It's less awkward. Well, I'm willing to try a thing. But my problem is I'd be like, oh, that's the volume. Oh, that's the power. Oh, that's the volume, other direction. I'd be pressing all the wrong buttons to get there because I haven't memorized that button position.
You haven't.
Moving on. Somebody says, let's see, 437-1620. Obviously the screen, but only know the side button by accident. I think that's, see, John? By accident, as
by
people
accident.
Know. Bumped the wrong button. John saying, touch me is a bit racy. Well, yeah, welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I didn't even realize the side button was there for that until now. Thanks, John.
No, you're quite welcome. Anytime I can help you.
Somebody says, touch me, baby. And I don't care whether you touch me on the side button or the on-screen dot. Just touch me. If your phone could talk in sexy voice. The side button. I went one step too far there, didn't I? The side button is so you can take selfies or video with one hand. Oh, the video. I'm a beekeeper, somebody says. And if I want to take pictures while I'm working in the hive, I use the side. Oh, because it doesn't need to register your finger heat. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. See, now you've given me a real, genuine, technologically practical-based reason that I
is that what you need every time?
If we not met?
Yes, we have.
Make the case. Use evidence, reason, persuasion. Make it logical and true. Yes. Don't just say a thing.
It just works.
Mm. So this person, because the touchscreen won't work with my gloves, normally I use the screen when not gloved up. Let's see, the button is handy to take pictures when you're trying to take pictures like of a car engine that you can't get down to see. You hit the front of the phone this way, you can put it there and touch an angle, and they're trying to describe a thing that I understand, but that it cannot describe to you and take all the pictures that you want. I just learned something. I never knew my phone did that either. Could come in handy. Could come in handy.
Right.
Because you're...
Yeah.
When I'm holding my phone way up over my head trying to take a picture of a crowd, and sometimes it's hard to tilt the screen a little bit or to check where it is on the button. No, that's true.
You know what? We should do tech tips with John. Oh. That should be a show on.
All right. Sure. Saturdays at 4.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Sorry. 3. Julio's at 3. 4. I did not know that you could take a picture using the side button. You learn something new every day if you pay attention. I can't tell you the number of times I've tried to open my camera app with one of the other app buttons. The calculator app takes terrible pictures.
Bet it does.
This picture is not divisible by 4. I don't take pictures on my phone. That's what all the women I'm with do nonstop. In the Navy, some of our equipment had quick action buttons, QABs, always an acronym for the military, guys, to preclude multiple button selections to achieve the same result. As engineers say, if it ain't broke, add more features.
QAB, baby.
Can't use one hand to take pictures. I have short, stubby, it says gingers, which I take that as a personal assault, but they meant fingers and just misspelled it. Thank you for teaching me something new. I love this. I think that you can tap the apple on the back. Is that true?
Yes, but you have to set it up that way.
Okay.
You could.
That's an option. All
right. Yeah, but if I double tap on the back of mine, it magnifies, so...
Since we're in this vicinity before we do traffic, John, you're a huge Apple guy, and I'll allow you that you're very involved and invested in all of this. Your reaction to Tim Cook leaving?
Sad.
Yeah? It's an era.
It is a huge era in Apple.
And?
Because, you know, Steve Jobs...
He's been in charge longer than Steve Jobs was, wasn't he? Or is it... I don't know the duration.
No, it was 2011 to 2026.
15
was,
years? Yeah. Okay, so not quite as long,
no.
Probably, because...
Steve
Apple
was
really
the head
grew
of,
in like the 80s, early 80s, right? Like, because I think of the 84 commercials. So, okay,
right.
It would have been a little bit longer than that. It's kind of like the, you know, who hosted Family Feud longer? Is it Steve Harvey or Richard Dawson? Well, it's Steve Harvey, you know? Anyway, go ahead. So, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm I was shocked yesterday, mm-hmm. but I'm also excited what new products or what he has as a vision
yeah.
for Apple and where it's going.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, for me, it's all the same stuff I don't care about. never will. Tech tips with John. We need that. I like just a smile. Tim Cook leaving is good news. He was boring and not a visionary. For taking pictures of the back of the TV when you need the model number. Oh, all right. There you go. And this is a game changer for those of us who wear gloves. But the black nitrile gloves do work just fine with the touch screens. And that is true. I'd never thought about how the button would be useful because there are times when you're wearing gloves or something's in the way and it won't work right. So, all right. See, we learned something with Tech Tips with John. John Pickens has traffic on the 5.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are looking good. But 98 westbound, as you approach Gulf Breeze, it's about almost to a 12 to 15-minute delay in that area. So just be careful with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Did you know? Economic development is not about slogans. It is about outcomes. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to recruit and support businesses that generate high-wage jobs, significant capital investment, and long-term tax base growth. That means stronger public services and a more competitive Escambia County without raising taxes. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
In every emergency, before help arrives on scene, a calm, steady voice is already at work. 911 dispatchers in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the first responders, answering calls, asking the right questions, and sending help in seconds when every moment counts. During National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, thank these unseen heroes who work around the clock to keep our Escambia and Santa Rosa County families and neighborhoods safe.
You don't need another app. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
On the day we arrive on the planet and blanking step into the sun, there is more to see than could ever be seen, more to do. Think it ever be done.
Keila Richardson last
some
night.
Some of us fall by the wayside, and some of us soar to the stars, and some of us sail through our troubles, and some
she's hitting it.
You go get it, girl.
So good.
Sing it, girl.
The path and winding,
time it doesn't put chills down your spine.
Every time. And she advanced.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.